Well, this says, how did you come to the area?
This is file 45, cycle 2. Today's date is October 1st, 2016. This is Jean McMillan. I am being interviewed by Jane Fitting, and she's going to ask me questions about the Oral History Project, and I hope I remember the answers. First, we'll start with the genealogical information, which I've already filled in.
Okay. There you go. I did that one. So this is what we start with.
How did you get involved in the Oral History Project?
I worked with Caroline Birchfield on a Girl Scout project for oral history. And because of that experience, Catherine Chilcote suggested that I do the adult oral history. And that's how I got involved.
Well, how did the Oral History Project get started to begin with?
It started back in 1982, and I think the idea came from Sarah Wardell, and she got Holly Palmer Dayball involved from the Salisbury Association. And Holly was in charge of it for about a year. She passed away. Marion Haberly took over as chair. She had a committee, and she and her committee did the oral history interviewing from 1983 to 2006. They had 117 oral histories on tape. When I took over in 2010, 55 of those tapes had not been transcribed. So the first job was to transcribe those 55 tapes. All of the tapes have now been converted into MP3 format, and to date we have a total of 290 oral histories completed, hard copy, and MP3s.
Wow. So how far back do oral histories cover?
They go back at least to the 1930s, talking about the Depression. Some of it, I'm thinking Lime Rock particularly.
Mm-hmm.
But with the oral histories with Mount Riga, they go back to the 1880s.
So what is your focus on the project?
Well, with the early project, they were doing, by committee, they were doing people that were born in Salisbury, interesting people. My focus has broadened to government, fire department, ambulance, summer youth program, selected boards or appointed boards, anyone that has done any kind of work for the town, either volunteer or paid.
And how do you go about your interview? How do you find the people to interview, and what kinds of questions do you ask them?
I usually have been given names of people that might interview, or people that I know of on various boards and committees. I call them and ask if they would consider it. If they say yes, then we have an initial meeting and we just talk. It takes about an hour and a half. I come home and I formulate questions from our talk. I go back a second time with my handy-dandy voice recorder, and I ask them those questions, such as you're doing with me now, and I take the answers. Then I do the transcribing, so we have a hard copy. After that, I call them the third time and tell them, thank you so much for doing it. I'm very grateful. I have standard questions that I ask about genealogical background for research, and then each person has personalized questions depending upon what I'm interviewing them about.
Do other things that go along with the project?
Yes, I've been trying to focus on marketing. If these things sit in a file cabinet, nobody knows they're there. So I have, over the course of the years I've been doing this, I've been pulling out interesting stories or funny stories from the oral histories and putting them into categories And this has become Serum Samplings Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. I've also started doing what I call town tidbits, which are small sugar-coated pills of history that are put in the Lakeville Journal, which is fun. And I've asked Lou Bucherry to do a radio program called Salisbury Minute, and he's written 5 scripts, one of them being Floods of the 1955, Mount Riga Stories, the creation of the Salisbury Visiting Nurses Association. Another script was on the Cedars, and a 5th script was on World War II on the home front. He's taped these, and they've been broadcast, and hopefully we're going to have them created into a podcast so that you can hear these more than one time. I'm also hoping, after the Oral History Index is out on the Internet, that we can get all of these MP3s on the Internet so that you can hear the individual interviews and not have to sit in my office and read the hard copies.
That'll be amazing.
It will be.
So useful to so many people. So the future of this project is on the Internet.
What I'm hoping for is that the future will be on the Internet. So if you wanted to do research on Hotchkiss School, you'd click onto the Oral History Index, scan down to education, click down to Hotchkiss, and there would be probably 25 or 30 names of people that have talked about Hotchkiss School. You click on the individual name, and you get to either hear or read the transcription entirety.
Excellent. So, do you enjoy doing this and meeting people?
I'm having a ball. I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it. And I have met so many wonderful people that give so much to the community that it's really been a joy.
Good. That's all we have on here.
Thank you very much for interviewing me, Jane.